F all in mid body.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Darman LaFosse.
Push it right to the edge.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Well, we're here at the Freedom Alley. You want to tell me what freedom means to you?
Freedom means to me that you have the right to pursue your own happiness.
Nothing inspires imagination like reading. And it's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Everything you see is Narnia.
Impossible.
You can make new friends, discover amazing adventures, and most of all, have fun.
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov. There, you can learn more about books, play fun games, discover cool facts, and so much more.
You can log on to www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I don't want you to trip like I do.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
Good evening. Good evening. And welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events. Who knows where? Yeah, we mix them in between and on top of the music. And it's here, only on WMFO. In Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And, well, one thing I'm pretty sure you didn't know is that we're going to be doing some live DJ training tonight. We've got two new DJs in training and a guest. And so why don't we get some introductions going here?
I'm Sophia.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Jake.
Jake, yes. Welcome for the first time on the WMFO airwaves?
Second time,
okay. Now, Sophia and Emma, you've got some ideas for a radio show that your radio shows, have you been thinking about, like, are they going to have the music you're going to play? And could you tell us a little bit about what your shows are going to be like?
Yes. We both went to Peru together our first semester. And so we want to name our show Las Motomamis. And we're just going to play a ton of music from that time period and beyond.
That's a terrific idea for a WMFO show. One of the things that when I became a DJ here is we had an incredible world music collection, and I brought in my computer and I ripped all of that and it expanded my whole set of musical horizons, and I'm very grateful to WMFO for that. This being a Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time, we of course started off with some Japanese music. That was the Sadistic Mika Band with a track called Time Machine Onegai, Please Time Machine, from this outstanding compilation called Far East Rock Collection 70s. And, before that, we had a experimentally pitch-bent public service message from the Library of Congress. Shout-outs this week to my doppelganger, Edward Taylor, who's the same age as me, a Somerville neighbor. He lives just a few blocks away, and he's a fellow aficionado of the Mystic River Reservation. And then in Smithtown, New York, shout-outs to Philip, Dylan, and Ryan, and up in Beverly, John, and in Arlington, Kim Coleman. So our next set, what we're going to be doing here is we're going to take about 40 minutes in the next set, and I'm going to show Sophia and Emma and Jake around the studios here, and then we're going to go over some procedures. And while we're doing that, I'm going to play for you a set that that has a kind of like story and things going for it. It basically revolves around Aerosmith's Walk This Way and the evolution and the influences of that song. In December of 1974, Aerosmith opened for the Guess Who in Honolulu, and during the sound check, the guitarist Joe Perry was, quote, fooling around with riffs and thinking about the Meters, which were a group his friend, the guitarist Jeff Beck, had turned him on to. And he said, loving their riffy New Orleans funk, especially Sissy Strut and People Say, he asked the Aerosmith drummer to lay down something flat with a groove on the drums. And the guitar riff, inspired by the Meters, this New Orleans funk band, went on to become Walk This Way. He said it just sort of came off of his hands. And then, when Aerosmith got around to recording that on the album Toys in the Attic in New York City, they were in Times Square, and they decided to take a break from their recording. The band members and their producer, Jack Douglas, went out to Times Square, and they saw this Mel Brooks movie, Young Frankenstein. And they thought it was an incredibly funny movie, and they were laughing about it returning to the studios. They were laughing about Marty Feldman telling Gene Wilder in the film to follow him, saying, walk this way. And so I've included... that ended up becoming the name of the song because they didn't have a title worked out for it. So I put that excerpt from the movie in the mix. And a little bit more about the Meters. They're an American funk band, and they were formed in 1965 in New Orleans. And they're considered one of the originators of funk, along with James Brown. And then the other thing that I'm going to be doing here in this set is two songs from Jeff Beck, because he certainly had a part in this whole Walk This Way. And these are songs from 1972 and 1971, Ice Cream Cakes and Got the Feeling. And then we're going to close out the set with the continued evolution of Walk This Way, because 11 years later, after it was originally recorded in 1986, the hip-hop group Run DMC... they were working with Rick Rubin, and he had taken out the Toys in the Attic album, and they were kind of freestyling on it a couple of the first seconds of the song. They didn't even listen to the whole song, but he kind of convinced them to think about doing a remake with it. So they got Aerosmith into the studio, and they collaborated, and... they didn't even think that it was going to be a hit, but the record company released it anyway, and it turned out to be like the biggest hit for them all, because both the urban stations and the rock and roll stations and everybody was like, this song really rocks. And the video for it is really cool too, because they've got like Aerosmith and Run DMC in this rehearsal space, and it's like Aerosmith is playing their guitars too loud and they start banging on the walls, and then it kind of turns into like a stage in front of thousands of people, and they're both up there jamming on it. It's wonderful. And so, yeah, we're first, though, because the rules of A Plastic Sushi are we start off with Japanese music, so that means at least two of them. We're going to hear from a Japanese band who kind of does it all, Dragon Ash, their rock, their hip-hop, and everything. But yeah, the next set, the Meters, the funk band from New Orleans, Jeff Beck, and the Aerosmith inspiration and where that all went. Here for you. Now, on WMFO, in Medford, Tufts, Freeform,
a studio
radio.
As well as record your music.
This is what I was coming out. Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't, it's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
You were sent by Herr Falkstein, weren't you?
Yes. My grandfather used to work for your grandfather.
How nice.
Of course, the rates have gone up.
Of course. Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly. Oh! Sorry, you know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Let's go.
Allow me, master.
Oh, thanks very much.
Walk this way. This way.
Advice to you, start drinking heavily.
know what it is.
Try it again. It's like candy. Just taste it.
It don't taste like candy.
Fire is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke.
Fire! 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 punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
For a reason. What if it's like some higher calling?
A higher calling, like getting girls and making money?
Is there any higher?
There's a backseat level that's always undercover, and I talk to my daddy. Just give me some help.